Y'all, hormones, it's impossible not to have them. There's over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our food, our water, the air, the clothes, the skincare, the dryer sheets, everything, child, is a scam to the hormones, okay? Plus, we have natural hormonal changes that our bodies go through. Like, what's going on with my body? Like, I am now in my 30s and my skin is acting like a teenager. What is going on with the hormones? Which is why I love Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Okay, so adaptogens help the body adapt to stressors like chaotic hormonal changes. It's perfect for women struggling with PMS, menopause, and more, honey. Y'all know I work hella jobs. Hormone Harmony has really helped me like regulate, especially like sleep and just relaxation and calming down and not panicking as much. They've got 17,000 reviews, so you don't even have to listen to me, but get into it. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at hormonemammoth.com. Just use the code GODDESS at checkout. Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu. In congregation, it's your girl Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess, back with another installment of Scam Goddess, the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. Yes. Okay, I know y'all are stressed on Twitter, in the DMs, in the email because Stitcher is gone, but you can still listen to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Sirius XM Radio, Pandora, a plethora of places other than that. But those are the four that I'm mentioning to you. So congregation, please spread the message to the church. Today, you know I am what? Yes, that's right. Excited, thrilled, elated. I wish I could see her. She looks so amazing. Like, the skin is HD up close. Like, wowzers. An amazing actress, TV personality, creator, and producer on the show. I know you better have several streams of income, sis. You've seen her on Keenan, Criminal Minds, Detroiters, and Grand Carew. And now she's starring in her own Audible scripted podcast entitled Unleash for Love. Congregation, please welcome Alicia Renee to the show. Hi, Alicia.
Well, that was a glowing introduction.
I mean, you are glowing. That's what you deserve.
Thanks, boo. The funny thing is, it's like I was like, let me just get myself together so I can you know, look great in front of this beautiful woman right here. So thank you for having me. The funny thing is, I actually was going to ask you who does your jingle, but the few ditties that you just dropped, I'm like, I'm pretty sure she's singing her own jingle.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. I got stuck in traffic on Laurel Canyon and then I just came up with it.
Come on now.
Yes. I need to get it mixed and masters. It was very
really good.
It's hard out here for a pimp. It was very like,
it's hard out here for a pimp won a whole Academy Award. So I think you're in great company,
oh,
sis.
Thank you.
Come on.
You're right. 3-6 Mafia does have an Oscar.
Don't forget
if you don't
that.
Know.
And put some respect on
put some
name.
Respect, okay? Because y'all all on TikTok doing 3-6 Mafia dances, so put some respect on
Come
Juicy
on.
J, okay? An icon.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so we always ask Alicia on this podcast, mm-hmm. What is your relationship to scams? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Have you ever been scammed? Have you ever run any scams that are beyond the statute of limitations? It could be anything.
Because we don't want the laws after it.
No.
I wish that I were brazen enough to be about that scam life. Mm. However, since I am a single gal, I can say that the dating world is a scam. Mm-hmm. Dating apps mm-hmm. are a scam. And I don't want to say all men, too many men are about that scam
Oh,
life.
Yes. Every Matt is that. A scam.
A Matt. You
know, yes. If your name is Matthew, you're a scam.
I will say Eric. I'm going to throw an Eric in there.
Yes. I'm trying to think of other scams.
David's might be a scam.
David's are a scam. You know what's a scam? Brandon's.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Troy's.
Oh, Troy's especially.
Scam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if that's your name, I don't know, get out there and do some crime because
if you're
you.
A Taurus, you're probably a scammer.
Oh my lord,
for sure. I haven't met one Taurus yet that
Same.
I haven't wanted to like strangle, run over, you know, push down some stairs. do whatever I can do legally.
The Tauruses are challenging.
It's
truly.
Out here.
Truly. I am absolutely with you on that.
Scams! Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks. Trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing it right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hot! Well, I know that you have this hot, hot show coming out on Audible, Unleashed for Love.
It's out right now,
babe. Out right now.
Yes.
So y'all need to get into this, okay? Because she is a queen, and I wanted to, like, have our listener letter kind of, like, reflect a little bit of that, because I know you have a lot of expertise.
Something like it. Something like it. Something like that.
Yes. So we're moving into our next segment, which is called What's Hot and Fraud, where, you know, we warn you about the popping frauds on the streets, or more likely, these days, we get a letter from you all. So if you want to snitch on your friends, family, or your enemies, email scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Okay? Just make sure the scam is retired, because we don't want to what? Yes. Fuck up your bag.
Libel.
Amen.
Libel.
So I need a fake name from you, Alicia. We don't care about gender. It could be anything.
Let's do Shaquan. Feels nice.
Oh, Shaquan.
Let's do Shaquan.
Ooh, I've never met a bad
Have
Shaquan.
Have you had a Shaquan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. I've never met a bad Shaquan. So.
I've never met a Shaquan.
I'm from Texas, so.
What part?
I'm from Dallas.
Girl, bye. I'm from Houston.
Oh, okay. So you're from the more lit part. You do give me like Houston baddie energy.
Come
yes.
over here.
Yes. I love to go to Houston and have a good time. Have me a nice chicken wing and strip club.
Not a chicken wing. Why do they always say the damn strip clubs have the best chicken wings?
It's bussing.
Y'all aren't there.
You'll
for
forget
the
about
wings.
The booty. Okay. You'd be over there fucking lemon pepper wet. Excuse
Lazy.
Me.
Move right
I'll
along.
Throw these dollars in a minute. Okay. I gotta wash my hands first.
Ma'am.
I know them dollars sticky with chicken wings.
Oof. Okay.
Listen, money still green. It still work. It's going Bank of America.
Okay.
Bank of America's like, strippers, please.
Please. Can you wash your ones?
Wash the ones before you put
That's
them in here.
It.
They're just filled with cocaine dust and chicken wing grease.
And problems.
Right.
Let's go.
And I love that for them. Okay. Put it on the flow. Yes.
That's
it. So Shaquan says, hi there. I'm Shaquan. I say, okay, so Shaquan named this email Scammer Sugar Daddy Ring.
Spectacular.
Mm-hmm, so I could not click on it.
Spectacular.
So Shaquan says, I say ring because the use of copy and pasted messages and a second form of communication as funnel points to begin like their communication, and it's run by more than one person.
Oh.
I'll gladly send you all I have on this one. He even sent me a video from an alleged sugar baby. I haven't listened to your podcast, but I do hate scammers. Wow, you don't even listen to the podcast and you emailed in? This is crazy.
She meant it.
I have never had a letter from a non-listener. You were really upset.
You know that Kermit meme where he's just like angrily typing, bing, on the typewriter? That was her. That was Shaquan.
Have I become the better scam bureau?
Less Shaquan. They know where to go.
The Boondoggle Bureau.
That's
okay.
a good thing, babe. That's a good thing.
This has never happened before, Alicia. This
I'm
is
here
crazy.
For it.
Okay, so it says, I haven't listened to your podcast, but I do hate scammers, and I love payback and karma.
Scorpio.
It's giving Scorpio.
Because I'm a Scorpio.
You would do this?
Oh, we take our time.
So mostly, though, I want people to know because there are more women being preyed upon by these people.
Okay.
So I know that's your lane, like Unleashed by Love. You're talking about this kind of stuff, like finding love and like career success.
Yeah. Unleashed for Love. She's you know, she uses all of her bad experiences. I say she, but it's me. It's loosely based off of myself and my co-creator, Sarita Wesley, and our dating experiences, the clusterfuck of it. And, you know, we just put it out there and hopefully women can laugh along with us and men. People can laugh along.
People, yes. And our non-binary icons.
Come
everyone
on.
Can That's unleash it. For love.
Unleash for love.
As we should. So Shaquan says, I was approached by a man in my DMs who proposed I be his sugar baby. Fairly sure already I recognized his picture from someone trying to scam me about a year or so ago. Not him coming back. He double dipping.
But not her attracting scammers. I got to talk to her. We need to talk to,
right.
to them about their energy.
Yeah, you need to take
it's
them
you,
DMs,
babe.
Make them private.
It's you.
You got them DMs too open and
come
loose.
On.
So, but you know, we're not going to victim blame, okay?
No, maybe, we're not going to victim blame, but
if you're going to unleash for love, you might have to unleash your DMs and open them.
But that's what Alicia had to go through. She had to figure out, listen, she's the common denominator. If she's had a plethora of failed relationships, at some point, something here is my responsibility. So that's what I meant when I said, you need to close those DMs. But moving right along.
So, Shaquan, Alicia says, if you want to unleash for love, you need to go ahead and close them DMs. And I'm agreeing with her because you got scammers double dipping. How are you going to come back one more time? It's me again.
And drawn from the well. Go ahead.
So, being that I have a lot of time and nothing to lose, if I'm sending nothing, I gladly say yes. And I just told him true things about my life that are already public knowledge. Okay, keeping it cute. He transferred $8,000 to my account.
What's
in
his
quotes.
Name?
Right.
Where's this man? And is he accepting new applications?
Right. You unleashing the coins. I have to unleash the DMs.
Unleash them.
Okay. What am I holding on to these DMs for?
Why am I trying to be a good woman?
So it says, so I guess she left out a word here. It's probably he would transfer $8,000 to the account. Or actually, you know what? I'm going to read it like what you said. I'm going to play it like it lay, Shaquan. So he transferred $8,000 to my account, in quotes. All I have to do is buy $100 Bitcoin to make that money clear. The exact scam I laid out for him when he first DM'd. So he came back again
and
with
used
the same
thing.
Now, at least, okay, if you're going to come back to me, at least come back with a change.
At least do the upgrade. Whole, like, I won the lottery and I'm trying to spread the wealth. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That scam was very short-lived. He should run that one.
Hit me with something different.
Come
okay?
on.
Because, look, Billy McFarland just got out of jail and he's doing another Fire Fest. And if...
Sold out, honey.
If it... Oh, it's already sold out?
You better know it.
Damn, because I want to go. Okay, I got to call around because I'm going. I will be there.
Lacey, why do you want to go be scammed?
Because I need to have the experience. Sometimes you got to just...
Did you see the docu?
I did.
You missed nothing.
Listen, I will be out there fighting for a Fematin and a cheese sandwich Sistrin. And living my best life.
Oh, Sistrin. I want more for you than that, Sistrin.
Mm-mm, that's all I... Mm. It sounds so good.
Okay.
Okay, I can't wait. He doesn't have a location. He doesn't have a lineup.
It's not even a grilled cheese sandwich. It was just cheese on bread. And it
I
looked
know.
Like the big, thick cheese.
Listen, I'll pack a lunch bag or something,
you
but
need
I need
to.
I need to be on the ground. This is journalism.
Okay.
For me.
Okay. You got to do it for the streets.
Yes.
For the culture.
For the streets and the cul-de-sacs, all right? So, I'm sorry they are all so jumbled. I tried my best on my phone, but okay, the important beats are here. So, we're going to look into the conversation that she was having with he's a Mike, okay? Michael's also a scam.
Oof.
All right, so we're not gonna give out his handle because I'm not gonna fuck up your bag, Mike. But we are gonna read some
but
of this.
But if Mike is out here scamming the people publicly,
well, hopefully
doing
they
a public
listen
service?
To this podcast and then they will know about Mike. But
is
if
that
you didn't
his
listen,
real name?
That's not my fault.
We're just not giving his handle.
It's Mike _ something something.
Mm.
Yes, but okay. So starts with. Baby, can I get a selfie of you right now? And then Shaquan says, sure, and sends a photo and says, sorry, I'm so bad at taking pictures of myself. Laughing emoji. I get nervous and I hate all of them. So Shaquan, first of all, you said you were treading light and keeping it cute. You over here flirting, Shaquan.
Yes. And you're sending him pictures and things so he knows what you look like, but you don't know what he looks like?
Well, he DM'd on Insta, so he already know. Whatever you put on the Insta.
He could have. It could be his Finsta, though. Those may be pictures. Did you see the docu about that guy, the Netflix scammer? What the hell?
Tinder Swindler?
Girl.
Come on now. You know I saw it and I did an episode on it, okay? Shimon? I know all about Shimon, okay? And his crimes.
But what is so, he said it after me? You got to send $50. What is it? He said
yeah, he flew the girls out on private jets for money that he stole from the last girl.
Yes,
and then he'd be like, bad men are after me. So you got to send me money right now.
$20,000 something like that. Are they going to kill me?
Yeah, or they're going to kill me. And then he would have a photo of him bloody. He really got into the drag. He would do a little bloody drag for the girls. And then he would have like a menacing man in the photo or whatever.
Spectacular.
Yeah. Listen, he did the work.
He did do the work.
Listen, if you willingly give up your money to somebody under false pretenses, there's certain times where you can get your money back if it's like between like goods and services. But it's very difficult to get to arrest someone in love fraud because it's like you gave it to me because you love me, right?
I like the way you switched your tone and your whole posture into like this PSA. Like, this is where the seriousness comes in, guys. Okay.
Wow.
Legalese.
Alicia, I was waiting for the legalese
to pop up. Okay,
right. That's why I get back. You're right. You know what I mean? Listen, people have threatened to sue this podcast before. We got to keep it cute.
Oh, fair. There you go.
They also, left. Y'all, I got to tell y'all, Chad Focus, if you know about Chad Focus, he's been in my DMs. I'm going to chat with him. Okay. A scammer I talked about very early on the podcast who got out of jail, and he's doing great. And so I'll give y'all a Chad Focus update on another episode.
Scammer.
Yes.
Look at you out here doing God's work.
You got some good music. So this all starts out. The messages are jumbled, but I did want to say to Shaquan, you are very much flirting and sending photos. Yeah. And then I love how she was doing fake humble, like, ooh, I look so ugly right now. You know you took about six of them photos, hit different lighting angles, and made sure it was
for
cute.
For that $8,000 bag, she for sure did.
But I love it. So the original message was, hello, how are you doing? I hope you won't be offended if I like to be a new good friend of yours. Would you be interested in a new potential friend? I'm actually looking for a sugar baby to take good care of. I'm just letting you know my intentions. Your companionship is all I'm really going to need. Nothing sexual related. And if you will get, and you will get $5,000 weekly from me, heart emoji.
To do what?
To be a companion.
Okay, in what way though? Because if you're not having to rub some or juggle some balls, who's sending?
Not juggle them.
I mean, who's sending $5,000?
Not Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey the balls.
Yes.
No.
Like if you're not over here juggling or whatever, tickling some sacks.
Since you got a feather of a sub.
I mean, who's running the 5,000 bag?
Well,
a week.
So Shaquan said, if that's true, I mean, I definitely am unattached, and I have all of $28 in my account.
Spectacular.
28 is such a specific number.
She meant it.
Yes. You
she
know
wasn't
what I mean?
Lying.
These days you can get something for $23 plus tax with $28. You gotta chill.
Listen.
So if this is fake, I won't be in your DM asking you to be my sugar baby. I have been a sugar daddy for over 2 years now. He said, I got credits in the game. Look up my LinkedIn, okay? I have been sugaring for 2 years. I'm a professional. And I've been taking good care of my babies financially, and they're all happy with me. Heart emoji, heart emoji.
And no one has to lick anything,
right?
Juggle anything, blow on anything.
No, you just gotta be
anything.
Not insert. You just gotta be a companion. That's all. And so Shaquan says, like someone in the comments section said he would send me money to the first five, or send money to the first five people to DM him, then said he would pay me a large sum somewhere around 20K, but I would have to send 2K back in good faith. That's a fairly routine scam. They get your real money, but their cash never clears. I've never fallen for it, but they try. So now Shaquan's like, I have, first of all, Shaquan, you trying to get scammed.
Yeah.
Because you are over here, like, everybody knows those, like, auto-bot comments that come in that are like, get $5,000 to the first five people who follow me. Shaquan was like, well, let me go ahead and follow.
Say less. Damn, Shaquan really had $28 in her account.
It's giving $28 in my account behavior. This is $28 in my account
she
activity.
She needed that coin. Dang.
Yes.
And I know somebody that got scammed like that. A scam very comparable to that. I can't say their name because... They'll never forgive me.
Right, but we'll keep it cute. But yes, it happens. So, you know, she's like, I've fallen for this, so don't play with me. And so then Mike, the scammer, goes, oh my God, with the oh my God emoji. Like, he ain't never heard of this shit before. Like, he not doing this right now.
Oof.
And then he goes, When Shaquan said, I've never fallen for it, but they try, Mike says, oh, thank God. So, are you interested in being my sugar baby? Back to my scam.
Right. Not back to my scam.
So, like,
back at the ranch.
Right. Mike was like, we got off track. Okay. I'm trying to scam you now. Forget about all the other men who scammed you before.
Yeah.
I'm the man scamming
you
now. The more
you start walking down that memory lane,
right,
the wiser
this sounds
you
like
may
a relationship.
Become,
right.
I need you to not be wise.
He was like, you got scam baggage, boo. You got to get with me and let me scam you different.
1,000%.
So Shaquan says, yeah, for sure. I'm interested in being your sugar baby. So then Mike, the scammer, says, baby, I would want you to be free with me, okay? Mm. 3 exclamation points. Because all my babies live a stress-free life. Mm. They don't worry about any of their bills and debts because I take care of all of that.
Come on, ease and soft life.
By the way, their weekly allowance is certain, which every week they receive $5,000 from me. And he put the dollar sign behind the $5,000. So I'm like, I don't know if you've seen $5,000, scammer Mike, because the dollar sign don't go there.
No.
He said, and I also, they go to the mall. They shop on expensive jewelry.
Mm.
Also buy designer bags and cloth.
Did he mean clothes?
My man said cloth.
Come on, cloth talk. Shout out to DJ Khaled. Cloth
they
talk.
Go to Joann's Fabrics and run it up.
Hello.
Okay, like cloth.
Stitch your own shit.
Right. I want it to be a shirt already,
mm-mm,
not cloth. Not the finest silks. Like, what year is it?
Not the finest silks.
Okay, Emperor. Like, bruh.
So stupid. The finest silks.
Sir, I want already pre-made clothes.
Please and thank you.
So it says, which I'll do all that for you, sweetheart.
Mm.
And then a kissy emoji.
Mm.
And so Shaquan says, that would change my life in a lot of ways. I could actually feed myself, LOL.
Oh, Shaquan.
Shaquan.
Sis, you too hard up, sis. That energy was too strong. Oh,
feed myself?
If the Wendy's menu for years stayed on 99 cents. You can get yourself a baked potato.
It's different now. The dollar menu is different too. Kevon says he did a video about how now the dollar menu $3.
What has the dollar menu?
I don't know.
Is it because it's on a whole number?
I guess they're still single dollars. You just got to have more than one.
Okay, bitch. You see?
Okay. See. Your dollars got to make friends,
madam,
with other dollars.
No, ma'am.
Have them link up and then pay.
And then, damn, that got me through college. That's how I ate when I was in school.
Right. It's different now. It's different
man,
now.
Y'all missed that wave.
I know. I feel bad for y'all because $20 used to be $20.
$28. She used to. She feed herself for a full month.
Right. She could feed herself.
Easy. A burger a day. Keep the homelessness away.
So Mike says, it's fine, baby.
Mm.
And then .. baby, I want you to know that if two babies, I want you to know that if you give me your trust, we can be the best thing ever. We would build a castle and a palace of friendship together. Here you go again with that old timey talk.
Palace of friendship, though.
We're gonna have cloth. We're gonna be in a castle
and a palace of friendship.
Palace of friendship.
Playing tiddlywinks.
I don't know what a palace of friendship is, but it sounds cute.
Is it?
You're right. It don't sound that cute. Okay. I gotta sew my own clothes.
Yes.
What year is it?
Needle and thread?
So it says, I would make you realize that you've met the right person in your life. I'll make you feel like a queen that you are. I'll do anything that would make you happy. No problem. So what is the total cost of each bill? ? Please be open with me, okay? So now Shaquan says, I told you the total cost of my bills this past month on Instagrams, because now they on WhatsApp.
You forget that. It grew.
So Shaquan's like, I already
Instagram.
Told you.
You forgot to tell everybody that it grew from
she did.
Instagram.
But I'm noticing the color of the screenshot, so I'm like, okay, we're not on Instagram anymore.
Okay.
Then the mic says, if this is fake, I won't be in your DMs asking you to be my sugar baby. I've been a sugar daddy. Okay, this is the same sugar daddy thing, right? Ever. So then Shaquan says, all right, I'll try to relax and trust you.
Damn.
And then Mike's sugar scam man says, you can definitely trust me. Baby, but what do you think about this? Because I'm just reading how he typed it.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, but what do you think about this? Because I believe this is meant to be a financial gain as your sugar daddy. I should be responsible for your needs and provisions and believe you won't let me down or make me regret my generosity. I would like to know what financial problems you want me to solve.
All of them.
Right.
All of them.
All of them.
Every single one.
The problem is finance. The problem is that people keep asking me for money every month for things.
Hello?
Okay.
I want you to solve it.
Right. They got a new rent every month. What happens to the old rent?
I want
to
be a daffodil. There I go.
Right. We're talking about sustainability and recycling and reusing. Why I got to pay you more money each month? Like, I'm trying to conserve trees.
Talk to me.
Okay?
Talk to me.
I'm an environmentalist. You don't need rent every month for me.
Sir.
So, what's killing me too is that this Mike scammer, he is talking so much and it's like, where's the sugar? Start the sugaring.
But I thought the sugaring was our part? The sugar?
No,
babies?
They give us the sugar, we the baby.
I thought the sugar was what we give as we get babied.
No, they get a baby and we get sugar.
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe it could be either or.
Backwards.
This is a real philosophical debate.
I thought we received the sugar, mm-hmm. I.e. the money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No. Sorry.
We thought the babying was giving the perks.
Mm-hmm.
No, I see what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's like the babies get taken care of. Like, babies don't do nothing.
No, they don't. They just receive.
Yes. Okay, you might be right.
I could be wrong, though. I could be wrong.
I like what you're saying. Either way, y'all reach out in the comments. Which sugar baby ideology do you follow?
The grand debate.
Yes. The chicken or the egg? The sugar or the baby? So we need to know. So Mike is still talking. If you don't get to pay me some damn money. So it says, I'm hoping it's exactly that. This is Shaquan talking.
Shaquan's like, girl, don't put that on me.
Right. Shaquan says, I'm hoping it's exactly that. You seem like a kind person. Sorry, I had to replant my catnip. It was drowning in a tiny container from the rain. We got lost last night. Okay, what? Shaquan, we got catnip, but you only got $28 anyway, Shaq.
Cat gotta go.
So Shaquan, you don't even listen to this podcast, so we can roast you.
Well, how's she supposed to receive this sage advice that we're about to give her?
I don't know. Someone reach out to Shaquan. So Mike says, it's fine, babe. Okay, so Mike, okay. All right, Mike, can you fucking get to the point?
Jesus Christ, Mike.
I'm exhausted with you. So Mike is just talking.
Not one cash app at any time
in any of this conversation. So basically, the Bitcoin of it all is the scam. Eventually, he says, get the Bitcoin and then the money's going to clear in your account. And of course, Shaquan says no. So y'all, a sugar daddy.
He wanted her to get Bitcoin?
Yes, so that the $8,000 that he already transferred, it's not going to clear until she buys $100 worth of Bitcoin and sends it.
Oh, man.
And that's not how money works. You just send it. Think about whenever you pay for a bill, right? Like, American Express isn't like, get some Bitcoin and then send over the payment. No. Like, there's never
like
two
we're flipping
steps.
It.
Right. Sending money is one of the most direct things you can
1,000%. You don't have to flip legit money.
Right. The only time that money gets slow is when it's owed to you. Because then all of a sudden, the tortoise and the hare, my money going to you like the hare, you sending my money like
the
tortoise.
You're robbing Peter to pay Paul. I got to track you down and turn into Guido the kneecapper.
Wait about that tortoise. Wait, you still going to win the race? No. I want hare money.
I want my money.
Hop, hop, hop. Hippie hop with my cash.
Because you knew where to find me when you needed it now.
Right.
Okay.
Amen.
Huh. And then you had the nerve to say, well, you could just Apple Pay me.
Right. Which goes through immediately. So don't give me, obviously you're not a sugar dad, but y'all, if you get somebody in your DMs and they're trying to sugar you, listen, I'm not going to say don't respond because they may actually have, you know, some granules of sugar for you or make you a baby.
Right.
Either way, whatever way you think about it. But if it gets to the point where they don't just send you the money directly, mm-hmm. if they're talking about buy some gift cards.
Anytime you have to send something back, it's mm-mm. giving scam.
Because why do I need to, you're supposed to be sugaring. Why do I need to buy anything?
Why?
And she said she got $28, so where's she going to find $100 in big one?
What were you going to buy? See, and I'm wondering, how does that scam even play out? Is it that they deposit the money into a bank account via a check? They send you the faux money from the check and, like, it doesn't clear?
So one way, and I've seen this happen a lot, even to personal family members.
Your voice has changed.
It's...
Your voice has changed.
She caught me, damn! So, but how it works is like they'll send you, and they can now do an e-check too. So either they'll mail you a check or they'll e-check you. And it could be for them saying that they're hiring you as a personal assistant and they do this on Indeed, or it could be somebody saying they're going to pay for your work or whatever. And they'll send you this check. Sometimes when you deposit the check, the money will clear into your account. But what happens is when the bank verifies if the money is legitimate, so it won't actually clear.
Ooh,
so they'll do
meanwhile, they got your legit money.
Exactly. So they'll do this in increments of $800 mm-hmm. because anything over $800, most banks will put a hold on it until mm-hmm. the money has cleared. So for example, Bank of America will only give you $300 of a check that you've deposited. And now I don't even think they do that. They clear them all, and then mm-hmm. the next few days it'll actually post. But they used to do $300 immediately if mm-hmm. it was over $300, and then they would check they would make sure the check cleared, and then they give you the rest of the money.
Girl, quit.
So they were hoping for that scam so that they could get banks to clear a little bit of money. You send that amount of money back to them. That's actually money from your real account.
Right.
And then when that check does not clear, the bank will either, like,
you're
if you have enough
deficit,
money,
yeah,
you're,
they'll, take it, from
they'll
you.
Take it from you. And if you don't, you'll be in a deficit. And sometimes they'll close your
that's
account.
That's what happened to a friend of mine. And they were never able to, like, bank with that institution.
Mm-hmm, they'll close your
account. Again, yeah. And they had to... you know, send in like letters and all the verification, all the communications with this person to show that they had no idea that they had a scam being ran on them.
Yeah.
And I hate it for them. Damn. So that's how that goes. Huh?
Yes.
So that's why you got to ask them to run you your bread via Cash App and Venmo, right?
That's broke activity. If you ask me to send you money because you're going to send me money, that's not how money works.
Mm-mm.
Just remember that. It's not how money works. If anybody's supposed to pay you, you don't need to pay them first. That's weird.
Yeah. Oof.
Right.
Robbery!
Summer. The best time of year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So let's move on to our next segment here. Historic hoodwinks. This is where I will regale Alicia with a famous con, caper, group of criminals. We don't know. Maybe we like them. Maybe we hate them. We don't know yet.
Did they get away with it?
Let's see. I don't know.
Oh, if they got away with it, I love them.
Okay. I literally do not read these. For 4 years, I've never read these ahead
really?
Of time. Yes. I'll send in research that I like or like articles and stuff. And then Kaylin, shout out to Kaylin Brandt. She'll get the research. Shout out to Sherilyn, who was my previous researcher. But they'll go and they'll beat it out for me with several articles. And make sure it's legit.
So this is a surprise to both of us.
Yes, we're going to be on a roller coaster together. So in 2021, oh, fairly recent, 30 under 30 wonderkin Charlie Javis sold her fast-growing tech startup to J.P. Morgan for 175 million of them things.
Good for you.
This is her. Okay, and in the tech world, she would be a baddie. Because you know they like nerdy. It's not a lot of women.
Plain Jane.
She's got very thick hair. Her eyes are like
is it hers,
White though? Walker blue. It's giving hers. Yeah, it's giving hers. And look at her smile.
White Walker kinda... Blue. Sorry, I just got that. I was a GOT-er.
Oh, yes, I was a big GOT-er.
Yes.
And so she's got this kind of smile that's like, hey.
Hit him with the shoulder.
She did hit him with the shoulder. Yeah, she know what she doing.
I know that's right.
So she sold it for 175 mil. However, a year later, Charlie, her co-founder, Olivier, not Olivier. Oh, Olivier. Okay, so Charlie, I was like, Olivier.
Olivier.
Oh my God, I sound so uncultured.
Uncouth.
I had no couth. So a year later, Charlie and her co-founder, Olivier Amar, and JP Morgan executives are under scrutiny for missing one glaring mistake. Charlie made up most of their success.
Spectacular.
That's a pretty big mistake.
Spectacular.
But I love that for her. Like, oops, I made up my success.
But I'm like, what was it about her that no one did their due diligence?
Look at
before
her.
They
she hit him
her?
With the shoulders.
But sister, that's not 100 and something million of a shoulder.
I don't know. We don't. She's seducing me through this photo. I feel like she could do a mirage.
Girl, my headphones was running away from that.
Yeah, no, not. And I don't mean that in a like I'm attracted to her. I mean that more like I can see the energy from this photo. Like she could be good at mirages.
She talks a good.
She could talk a good game
for sure. For sure.
And honestly, making up your success is sometimes how you get successful.
I'm not mad at it, but I'm like, who's running a 100? What did you say? $170 million bag.
175 million. Yes.
Without doing your due diligence? That was that J.P. Chase and Morgan?
Mm-hmm,
okay, I got some swamp land to sell them if that's the
right.
case.
Right, listen, I got a bridge.
Hello?
Okay, y'all ain't even seen it. It go to Terabithia.
And they said that there's a troll under it.
Right, the troll will come with the sale.
Hello?
He needs to stay on board on the onboarding process.
A magical leprechaun. Go ahead, boo. Sorry.
No, you're good. I love this. Alicia, please, you're giving me life. So Charlie grew up in Westchester County, New York, where she rode horses. I knew she was a horse girl. That hair says I got off a horse just like 5 minutes ago. She rode horses and attended the French American School of New York. So she was classy. Her father is a hedge fund manager and her mother is a former teacher and current life coach. I know that's right.
So is that real, though?
I mean, some people, call it what you want. I go to therapy. Technically, she coaching my life. You know what I mean?
Same. No.
It's just like life coach is like you don't have to do any schooling. You just start saying you're a life coach.
No, I meant that her dad's a hedge fund manager because if that's the case, then he showed her the game.
Yes. Her dad's a hedge fund manager. And it makes sense to me that her mother was a teacher. And then when she got with a hedge fund manager, she said, all right, bye, kid. Fuck them kids.
Hi.
Now I'm just going to life coach for fun and on Instagram. I love that. I love it. So Charlie first began her finance career in 2011 as a college freshman at Wharton.
Yes. Wharton doesn't just accept anybody.
Right. That's Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania. That is a boss-ass business school. Okay. I went to Pitt Business School. We somewhere on that list.
Scoozy.
Oh, I got a business degree in business.
And stuff.
And stuff and whatever. So at just 19, she established PoverUp. Or excuse me, it's pronounced PoverUp. Mm. But it's spelled P-O-V-E-R-U-P.
Like poverty? But
Maybe.
You ain't even see that,
I didn't even see that. Wow. I got to open my third eye. Alicia, you're really out here today.
Quick, Lacey.
Catching it. So, which she described as a student microfinance and social business action platform for students to learn, connect, and invest in microfinance and social business. She said a lot of words there. And I'm going to try to decipher what the hell she just said. A student microfinance and social business action platform. So it's a platform for students
who want to be about that action.
Who want to be about that action. Okay. They got motion and they want to connect so that they can invest in microfinance and in social business. What is social business?
I think she means like communities that are underserved. And so she's going to teach them how to
perhaps
get a bag.
So we got a video. Charlie, please make it make sense. This is Charlie as a sophomore explaining PoverUp or PoverUp and what it's giving. Okay, let's see.
Hi, I'm Charlie Javis, and I'm the founder of PoverUp and currently a sophomore here at Penn. So I was being asked like what giving means to me. So I would say I don't necessarily look at it as giving. I really think it's giving people the opportunity to do something for themselves. And that's really the most meaningful thing in life. It's doing it with dignity and doing it right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm right, bitch.
You were right.
Yeah.
But why call it pover? Like poverty then?
Yeah,
that's rude.
Like, no. Like
poor up? No. Broke up? Dusty up?
Dusty up from ashy to classy.
From ashy to classy. That's what it is.
That's it. That's what I, yeah.
She said, I'm going to respect the ashies, though. We're teaching the ashies how to fish.
Poverty up.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to go from poverty
up.
Now we started from
now
the bottom.
How far up are we going? We don't know.
Okay.
Okay, but we are going up.
Okay.
But we already at the bottom. So, you know, anywhere is up from there.
Lacey.
This is very vague.
Lacey.
I'm just saying that's what she said. It's very vague. So PoverUp secured partnerships and donations from investors, prestigious clients, and even private schools, including Harvard and Chicago Booth.
Girl, stop.
So though she was just a teenager, Charlie and PoverUp claimed she was going to dinners with influential investors and even visited the Harvard Leadership Institute. PoverUp's then COO, fellow UPenn sophomore Heather Miller, wrote in 2012 a blog about the startup's fast growth. And she said, Charlie has been whoring herself out effectively recently, and we have some potential new and exciting opportunities coming our way.
Wait, what? She used that to describe her like in a pleasant way?
Okay, first of all, bitch.
What?
If you're going to say I'm whoring myself out, can you please at least say to opportunities or to businesses?
She just strange.
She said Charlie been putting that coochie on the block.
She on whatever corner she can get on.
She been on the corner.
On the first and the 15th, baby.
Right. And it's working for us, okay?
Honey.
Right.
Honey.
Come on. She said Charlie got that WAP.
And we're using it.
Right. And we're using it to get those funds.
Whoring herself?
Whoring. And she spelled it. It's even more offensive because she spelled W-H-O-R-I-N-G, the whole whoring.
Whole whoring.
And she doesn't even say, like...
No laugh out loud or nothing.
Nothing.
Huh?
No LOL.
No kiki.
Nothing. And it's not even like she's saying whoring herself out in, like, the manner of, like, metaphorically going to lunches, business, meeting all these people, working really hard. She just said whoring herself out recently, effectively.
We got her on the block and it's making some return.
Right. She said the tricks are tricking. Okay.
The tricks are treating.
The tricks are treating. Okay. Yes. They're treating to the business. And I'm the COO. Okay. Hello? So I manage
I
all
see
the money.
All the bag.
I'm essentially the pimp, you know, and I manage all the money.
And it comes here first. Right here.
My cut first.
Right.
She said, Charlie here. Said, I say who, I say when, I say how much. No kissing on the mouth, Charlie.
That's it.
So eventually, Charlie's success with Hover Up, I keep looking at it.
You can't let it go.
I can't let it go. Landed her an interview for the Thiel Fellowship, a 2-year program that awards students a $100,000 stipend to build a business or pursue research like a project, right? So despite being highly coveted in a competitive fellowship, Charlie ultimately turned it down because she wanted to stay in school. Wow.
Look at Charlie. She said there's some more.
She said, have you seen how much whoring I've been doing? $100,000? That ain't. I don't get out of bed for that. Okay. I don't get in bed for that.
Hello.
So, however, according to Michael Gibson, an overseer of grants for the Thiel Foundation, she was never offered a fellowship. And it bothers me that she's going around saying that because of her personality, we didn't trust that she could get started in a real way.
Oh, so they knew trickery was afoot. They
damn.
Said
something. Michael said she had bad vibes and she a liar.
Mm.
Damn, you pissed Michael off.
Mm.
So Charlie also touted a number of organizations as being Hover Up partners. And since some included Grammy in America, a New York-based 501 nonprofit microfinance organization, they've come out saying they have no information about a partnership of any time or
Girl,
any kind.
Stop.
So she was like, I'm with them.
And they said, we don't know her.
We do not know
Shout
her.
Shout out to Mariah Carey.
Shout out to Mariah Carey. Who is she? I don't know her.
Sorry to this woman.
Right.
Shout out to Kiki.
Shout out to Kiki. But Hover Up marked basically the beginning of Charlie's lies. So she'd been lying all over town. So whereas her homegirl said she was whoring, it sounds like she was just lying.
Mm.
Okay, and I love that for her. So after graduating from Wharton in 2013, Charlie began working on an educational tech business called Tapped, TAPD, that would eventually become Frank.
What?
Yes, Frank.
What is that acronym for?
I don't know if it's an acronym.
It has to be.
It's just, I don't know.
How does it go from Tap to
Have you
to
downloaded Frank?
Frank? What?
You gotta get Frank.
About what, bitch? What?
Oh my God, not about what. I'm living. So she's lying about everything everywhere. Love this for her. She did graduate from Wharton, though. That's a very difficult school.
And
so she's smart.
Managed hedge funds. It really sounds like he got her together.
He did. He got her the language, everything. So by 2015, the idea grew from wanting to build a job search product to creating an alternative to the FICO credit score, a factor in most Americans' lives that affects everything from their ability to rent an apartment to whether and how much money loan prospectors will give to borrowers. And we know the FICO has really fucked over the Black and brown community.
1,000%.
And the FICO score, a part of credit scores, I told y'all that it came about in the 1980s. It's a fucking scam because it's an easier way for them to do racism to you. They're like, look at our racism number. It says you're too Black.
1,000%.
You cannot get a home loan.
It's so messed up because she has the right ideology.
She does.
But her execution is flawed.
Right. It also feels like she's preying upon people who are already marginalized.
No, she is. It's not a feeling. She
right.
is. 1,000%.
It's not a feeling.
It's not a feeling.
Alicia, I got to open my third eye up real quick. Let me hit my chakra
Read
real quick. Okay?
The tea leaves, Lacey.
I got to. I'm going to do it today.
Okay.
So Charlie soon discovered that in order to secure compliance approval in each state for TAPS, she would need to considerably more than $10 million. And that's what she was seeking, basically. So in response to the speed bump, Charlie fired all her employees, ruining some years-long friendships. So she was like, I don't have enough money to employ any of y'all. The door is that way.
Please.
Don't forget to go when you leave.
Don't forget to close the door.
Right. On your way out.
On your way out.
Okay. And close it on our friendship as well. That's fine. That's cool. So in 2016, she shifted the company once more from serving banking clients to helping students. So she was like, okay, bank is too hard. Sorry, Black people who need to get loans.
Yeah.
I got to move on to students.
I can't save y'all.
So at one point, she was $500,000 in the red and needing to manage how to pay people, with several former employees complaining that Charlie stopped paying her staffers at some point in the early days. So Charlie and her business, Frank, were ultimately sued that year by a co-founder she tried to bring on after failing to pay wages or promise equity. So she was like, yes, you're hired. Now, at this job, we don't give out money per se. Is that all right? Is that good with you? We don't pay in money.
I know your car doesn't run on hugs, but right. This month it's going to have to.
It's going to have to. So still, Charlie moved full steam ahead. She was like, fuck y'all. Okay, I can't pay y'all, leave. And in 2017, she launched Frank, a company with a focus on making and applying to the FAFSA, free application for federal student aid, easy, thus making college more affordable. So basically, she was like, we're going to make getting a FAFSA easy for people who don't have financial literacy, because we want to get more people who don't have financial literacy to sign up for loans with egregious interest rates and put them in debt forever. And of course, FAFSA is, I'm sure Sally Mae was like, oh, yes, bitch, we want that. Mm. Okay. Sally Mae was like, we're trying to get the Sally Mae app so we can really put the girls in debt. Faster, harder, stronger.
Not the girls.
Get them in debt. So according to Charlie, she chose the name Frank because it was meant to sound like a trustworthy uncle or cousin you can turn to for advice. She said, there aren't many good actors in this space, and we wanted to stand for something that was honest, that was transparent, and where people can really feel as if they have someone who has their back.
I knew it. I knew that's what she was saying. Let's just be Frank.
Mm-hmm. You on it, Alicia. You on it.
Girl, you got to to me.
Listen, you got it.
Come on. Woke up this morning, ate my Wheaties.
Right. It's giving Wheaties. Come okay. On. Olympic level. Let's go. So eventually her goals of turning Frank into a TurboTax, but for financial aid, led her to earning backing from billionaire Apollo CEO Mark Rowan, a lead Frank investor, and U.S. Israeli fund Aleph, and other venture firms, because they know if they can make this process easier, then people who are intimidated by applying, their return will be greater because they're putting more people in debt and getting those interest rates up, okay? So, however, in 2017, the Department of Education accused Frank of misleading customers to believe Frank was affiliated at all with the U.S. government. So several years later, Frank's claims began to snowball. And in 2020, members of Congress asked the FTC to investigate the company for deceptive practices. Not shocked that y'all weren't being Frank. So in its marketing, Frank claimed
that's what you did there.
Right. So Frank claimed in its marketing that students could file a FAFSA in 7 minutes. That's quick.
Yeah.
But investors found that it was faster only because they were dropping crucial questions for college-bound students that were part of the original application. Additionally, by late 2018, Charlie was claiming that Frank had helped 300,000 students get $7 billion in financial aid. She came up with those numbers out of her ass.
And the lie detector test said
that was a lie.
Okay.
And then Charlie gets up running, the cameraman's running. So Frank's fast success even earned Charlie a place on Forbes' 30 Under 30 list in 2019. By early 2021, the company changed its website and claimed that those students had somehow increased to 4.25 million students. So she's literally
just pulling numbers out the air. Mm-hmm. And no one is doing a Google?
What's a number but a vibe? Okay. It's just a vibe. It's a financial vibe.
Sister.
Numbers are how I feel. Okay.
And the truth will not set you free.
I get on the phone with my therapist. I'm like, 120001. And she's like, okay. And how does that make you feel? So numbers are a feeling. Numbers are a vibe. So by the time Charlie was saying on LinkedIn that Frank had helped over 5 million students at over 6,000 colleges, these numbers would be what put Charlie and Frank in trouble just a few years later. Because remember that $175 million she's going to get from J.P. Morgan.
Okay.
So when J.P. Morgan acquired Frank, they requested additional information on Frank's supposed 4.25 million customers. Because also, like, to even run a space with that much traffic, like, takes so much infrastructure that we know she don't got, because she don't got no employees.
And she's not paying people.
Mm-mm. What you want money for? You need money to live? That's crazy.
What?
Okay, the door is that way. All right. Goodbye. So just 2 days after receiving the request, Charlie allegedly reached out to a data science professor and paid them $100,000 to create.
She can pay people.
Well, this time she wants $175 million, so she'll give $100,000 to create fake student lists using real students' names and fabricated email addresses. Because now she's trying to cook these books up real quick on the stovetop, because she's trying to get that bag from JP. So she was like, hey, here's $100,000 to do financial fraud. And that's a good price for fraud. I'd be like, okay, 100K, you know, I'll type some stuff up for you. So it turns out, and I'll be like, it's an example. If they came to me or like, you did fraud, I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. She asked me for an example of plate what it would template. Look like.
That's it.
She said, what would it look like if I did have 4.2 million
something
names
like this.
That were real?
I didn't know what she was doing.
I didn't know
with
what
that.
She was talking about.
She didn't give me full disclosure, plausible deniability.
No, yeah, it was very redacted and also redacted, okay? So it turns out that Frank's actual number of users was closer to 300,000, which ain't bad.
That's nothing to scoff at. Why didn't she just keep it a buck?
Because she wasn't going to get $175 million.
In time.
Charlie's moving. Remember, okay. She was whoring effectively, okay? She's proficient.
I forgot.
But it didn't matter to Charlie how much she had to fake. As she earned roughly $28 million from the deal between Frank's acquisition and a $20 million retention bonus as a new J.P. Morgan employee. So she was like, I don't give a shit what I gotta lie about. I want this money. Shortly after the sale, she took out a $1 million mortgage with J.P. Morgan to buy a $1.4 million condo in Miami.
At least she was living under her means.
Right.
So she was fiscally responsible.
Because she got $20 million, like she could have just bought that straight cash.
And she did $1 million? Okay.
Yeah, 1.4 in Miami, which is like not crazy. In Miami, you're not going to get like up.
It's very comparable to New York.
Right. But perhaps for not. I love that. Shout out to Kaylin. Charlie was fired from JP Morgan in 2022 and in April of 2023 was arrested on charges of wire fraud, conspiracy to commit bank and wire fraud, and wire fraud affecting a financial institution.
Ooh, bitch,
they will
you.
Get you on that wire fraud.
They got you,
I told y'all about them wires. Stay out of Western
and
Union.
It's per wire.
And
too.
Stay off the mail.
It's per wire.
Mm-hmm. Which is so petty.
To send and receive.
Right. So she pleaded not guilty in May, and she and her co-founder are currently awaiting a court date to set trial. She faces a max sentence of 30 years in prison for
every 30.
Each charge.
That's what I said.
For all them wires.
All them wires. Every time she hit, ding.
Ooh, that's a, you know how you have a drawer that just has tons of like cords that you don't even know what they connect to anymore, mm-hmm. but you know one day you might need
you
it.
You may need them.
That's how many wires she got
1 million
30 years on. Okay, that's a lot. That's crazy.
She need all that time.
God bless Charlie, because honestly, you lied so hard and I hate to see you go down like this because you were really effective in your lies. $170 million?
Yeah. Here's the thing. At what point do you just stop while you're ahead? Because there were a few times that she had bags thrown her way from the story that you're telling me. At some point, she
could
have just said...
Well, no, those bags were lies.
Were they contingent on?
So when she was offered the Thiel Fellowship for $100,000, that was a lie. So she was never offered any coins for real, for real.
But
like, she had some investors that she met with that was legit, and the COO was saying, so if you're talking about that, then absolutely, she could have just built this up, because it's a good idea, which is why JP jumped on
it. I'm talking about a few... You said as an employee, she received like a couple million, right?
So she received $20 million as an employee, but she became an employee upon the sale of this app.
I wonder if there was a contingency around her receiving said money. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like it gets tiered out to her, or can I just do this scam for one more year and then I'm tapping out? I'm going to catch my money.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, at what point?
But I think she would have tapped out. The issue is that
she got found out before
Before she could tap out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she didn't have the numbers.
Mm.
And so when the math wasn't mathing, JP was like, okay, so we put our mathers on this and they
it's
said
giving.
There's no, yeah, it's giving.
No mail. It's giving no mail.
The limit does not exist. Okay. So we're going to have to put your ass in prison.
Oof.
And at least you'll go to the nice prison, girl. You'll be there and ask for Martha Stewart's cell. I bet you it's really cutely decorated.
1,000%.
Yeah.
You'll have some recipes are left behind.
Right.
You want to get transferred to that one.
Exactly. She probably got some good pots in there, girl. You know, nonstick.
Hello?
Yeah, try to get that cell, okay? You can play some soccer. You can play some volleyball, cricket.
Yeah. Yeah, I think when you scam the people out their money, you need to go ahead and just do your time because...
I mean, I am more opposed to, like, putting people in prison on our dime because we pay for people in prison. Mm. It is just like modern slavery. But I'm more, like, if you hurt people and you take advantage of poor people, but financial crimes against rich institutions, like...
But some of that, though, what were crimes against students? Like, I went to school on FAFSA and Pell Grants, right?
Right.
So some of that was trumped up because they couldn't get the money that they thought they were going to receive. They're not getting that money.
Well, I think through the app, they are getting the money. The issue was is that filling out her app and Frank for 7 minutes, there was crucial details that were being left out of the FAFSA that normally would go into it.
Mm-hmm.
But they are getting the money. So nowhere in here does it say she was stealing the money from the students.
Okay.
But she was definitely lying. She overvaluated the company so that she could sell it for $175 million to JP.
You know what it makes me feel like? It makes me feel like the money that you would have gotten is $100,000. But through the app, she says you got $50,000. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like she plays the middleman. And if she plays the middleman, you don't know how much money you actually were really going to get.
Now, we can't substantiate that based on the facts that we have.
Yeah.
But
allegedly.
But I will say that I wonder if she had just sold the app because it was such a great concept.
Yeah,
and a lot of times people will buy apps in incubation for large amounts of money because they know they're going to make a lot of money off of it. If you had 300,000 people, real people on the app, why not just say you got 300K people on the app?
That's all I was trying to say, Lacey. I'm like, at some point she could have just tapped out because in the earlier, you know, iteration of this, it sounded like she had a good idea. The execution was severely flawed and fraud.
She just wanted to get more money for it. And it's like, well, then, girl, why don't you have some investors come in? And I know that's going to cut down a little bit of your capital. But at the same time, like, then you would have sold it for more. You would have made more. And now you wouldn't be serving that jail time because, like, baby, they're going to put you in that orange jumpsuit. Mm-hmm. And I saw you. I don't know if orange is your color. So let's get to the saddest part of the show, the end, where I have to let Alicia go. But before we do that, I have to unleash Alicia for love. Okay? Y'all get into that audible. So, scammer of the week. This is where we highlight a charlatan who may or may not be worthy of our praise. And you're going to know who this person is. I'm so glad that
really?
I have a black
in
woman in the I don't know in real life. You are popping, so you might know him in real life.
you be knowing.
But today we're talking about the Chicago rapper Herbert Wright, aka G Herbo. And yes, I did say his government name, Herbert.
Yeah, you did.
So Herbert has agreed to plead guilty to wire fraud. There go them wires again.
They got you, bro.
And lying to federal agents after being indicted by a federal grand jury in Springfield, Massachusetts in 2020. So he went on the stand. He put his hand on the Bible and it burst into flames.
Oof.
He said, I'm lying, okay? So he's been accused of using stolen identities to fund $1.5 million in private jets, a Jamaican villa, and designer puppies. Okay,
not designer puppies.
And then lying about it to federal agents with five other associates. So G Herbo, 27, even released a music video in 2020 for his song Statement, mocking the federal investigation and touting his rise from his South Side Chicago neighborhood to fame with lyrics including, ask about me, I ain't never been a fraud. I work hard from the start. In my city, I'm a god.
Damn.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear that little clip.
Jamaica asked about me. I ain't never been a fraud. I went hard from the start. In my city, I'm a god, motherfucker. If you know.
Yes, and he's in a Wraith right there. So that's a very expensive car.
Yes.
But I always wondered about G Herbo because I only know one song and I know about him and his baby mama because it's all over Twitter all the time. But I was always see him with a lot of money and on jets and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, is he getting that many streams? Is
this early in the game?
I was like, I don't hear G Herbo that much.
That's what lets you know you're not getting that money.
And he was living like Drake. But I mean, he said he worked hard. He didn't say he worked
illegally.
Okay. It's hard work to do fraud.
Semantics.
Okay.
Matter.
If it was easy, we'd all be doing it.
Hello.
Okay. So the wire fraud count carries up to 20 years in prison.
Wow.
But under the federal sentencing guidelines, G Herbo would likely face a term in the 2 to 3 year range. Okay, that's not bad. Free G Herbo, but he is going to go.
Not free G Not preemptively free G Herbo.
Free Herbert. Okay, I'm going to get my spray paint out and put my on my white tee. So according to the plea agreement terms, he was also to pay $140,000 in restitution to a number of alleged victims, including $10,458 to Woof Woof Puppies in Michigan. Not you getting the designer dogs and not paying for them. He stole Fido. Wow.
That's why you're supposed to adopt, not shop.
Right. You are supposed to adopt, not shop, y'all. In California, you're only allowed to adopt.
Girl, don't let them find out that you shopped.
Oh, I have friends who shopped in other states and then brought them back.
Sometimes that's what you have to do. Because I have an allergy to pet dander, so I can only do the poodle family.
Right.
And they're so hard to find. No one's giving up their little poodle.
Right. Ain't nobody dog fighting with a poodle and then they go to the shelter.
Girls.
That's why they had Sarah McLachlan singing In the Arms of an Angel.
That's my time,
because those
y'all.
Dogs were not baddies. They were not baddies, so she had to distract us from how mangy
that's
they looked
what I'm
in
saying.
The background. Okay?
And that would break my heart. I can't do that.
Yes.
When you see me with my dog, just know that I did not adopt. I have so many parameters as to why I can't. Like I'm.
I love you guys who do adopt. Because the issue is like when you adopt, you don't know what kind of issues that dog got.
That commercial breaks my heart every time. Every time she comes on, as soon as I hear the end, the click, I turn.
Right. I'll give Sarah some money so they can stay cute in the kennel at where they at.
But not okay.
So at the end of this podcast, we always ask, where would you like to be found, Alicia, and anything that you would like to promote?
Right now, I would love to promote Unleash for Love, which is available right now on Audible. It stars Logan Browning, Pretty V, Charlemagne the God, Plastic Cup Boys, Naeem, Spank
Ooh,
Wharton.
Everybody.
Everybody is in there. Alicia Renee, executive produced by myself, Sarita Wesley, Kevin Hart, Charlemagne the God. And what else? And you can find me on Instagram, the Instagrams at I am Alicia Renee. Oh, what was I about to say? .com. At I am Alicia Renee. Yeah.
Yes. And as always, follow the podcast page if you want to see these photos at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com and get updates. New York. I'm coming to New York. Okay. I'm going to drop some dates and stuff. And we're going to get it popping with a live show in New York City,
That's
baby.
Gonna be good.
I can't wait. And also, you can follow me at DIVALACI, Diva Lacy, if you want to see my real life, and Scam Goddess Pod if you want to see the mess from this podcast. And congregation, I told y'all, I know Stitcher is out of this. Stitcher had to go and leave when they left, just like all of Charlie's employees. But you can still listen on. Sirius Radio, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. So get into it. So congregation, stay whoring. Effectively.
Effectively. If you're going to whore, be an effective.
A proficient. Okay?
Scam Goddess.
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo. Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar. And our audio engineer is Sam Keeper. Research for the show is done by Caitlin Brandt. Stay scamming.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.